For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is still tweeting and fuming over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. And the White House is still looking to find out which administration official wrote the op-ed. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, and he doesn't think the piece was written by a top official of his.
Eventually, we're going to find the person. Now, I can say at a high level, it's not going to be. You're not going to find it. In fact, all of our top people have come out with letters saying this is disgraceful.
Also, Vice President Mike Pence is now speaking up, and he agrees with the president.
It seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Forecasters are predicting a possible hurricane landfall in the east. The governors of North and South Carolina are issuing states of emergency. South Carolina's Henry McMaster says they need to prepare for the worst from Florence.
It's coming in at a different angle from usual. It's not coming down from the south and coming up, but coming straight in. And that is because of atmospheric conditions that most of us don't think of often, but is holding it in that pattern and not allowing it to go to the north, as most of them do. They turn and go up the coast.
Actor Vince Vaughn is facing the consequences for driving while under the influence. USA's Robin Walensky has details.
Vince Vaughn charged with DUI, driving under the influence. He was arrested back in June in Manhattan Beach, California. Vaughn also charged with three misdemeanors. He faces up to a year in jail if convicted. His next court date, Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the world's biggest dictionaries just got bigger with the addition of new words. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
There are over 840 new entries in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary effective this month. New words include Latinx, which is defined as a term used by people of Latin American descent who don't want to be identified by gender. Also new to the dictionary is Generation Z, defined as the generation of people born in the late 90s to early 2000s, and hangry, which is when you're irritable or angry because you're hungry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A family-run daycare in California allegedly is a front for human trafficking. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse. Investigators say workers at the care centers were held against their will, not paid minimum wage, and physically and psychologically abused. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says the family targeted members of the Filipino community living in the U.S. illegally.
Was the workers who helped bring this case to light, and it is the workers who are the greatest victims of Rainbow Bright and its operations.
A raid of the Rainbow Bright Daycare Center Friday recovered 14 illegal assault-style weapons and a loaded gun found within easy reach of children. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News.